Hello, listeners. This is Sean, creator of Dungeons & Pop, which you may have noticed has changed its name to Jesselheim Productions. There's a couple reasons why we've done this. Largely, I want to take our podcast in a little more professional direction. So we are actually splitting up feeds further so that things that are in the same universe, for the most part, unless it's a completely different system, are going to be on the same feeds. This is why Aberrant Adventures has become Fictional Heroism and Adventures of Attitude. Jesselheim one-shots will probably still drop under the Adventures of Attitude feed just because they're set in the same universe and they're still going to be D&D. But we will be having a separate campaign coming out, an Absurdia campaign, following up on the events of We're Not in Kansas Anymore. That's going to be an Absurdia campaign set in the Fictional Heroism universe, so that's going to have its own feed, and we have a large cast of characters for that one that I really hope you enjoy hearing the adventures of. When you hear this episode, the links to the new feeds will be in the show notes, so just check them out and follow them. I will also add links to the RSS feeds just to make it easier to copy and paste. But I just wanted to put out basically this is our announcement that we're shifting from Dungeons & Pop to Jesselheim Productions. As I mentioned, I want to do it in a more professional reason, but also we've had a lot of changes recently and I just feel like it's time for a change. And a focus on the fact that we're more a production team. We are sort of dropping the network situation just because we're just dropping the network part because I think a lot of the people that we were going to help out with being a network would actually be better joining Fun Installers. They're a great group. They do a lot of work for helping each other out, and it's a great community where you get to try new games out, and the group is just trying to help push everyone forward. If you have any questions, you can hit us up at Jesselheim Pods on Twitter or join the Jesselheim Social Club and throw your questions there. We hope you continue to listen, and we hope you enjoy how things change. I think this is a good thing for us because it'll allow us to focus our feeds more professionally and be able to give you a way to actually listen to the things you want to listen to and not have to deal with us constantly changing campaigns. Once we finish getting everything into production, the plan is to have the 3 feeds per week, but each feed will be updating by bi-weekly, I mean every 2 weeks, so that we'll have about 6 campaigns active at one time, if that makes sense. Our plan so far is to get going. We're going to have Stories in Stinus continuing with our smaller campaigns, and that has already started releasing feeds with our Lugan setting one-shot that was run by Mark, the creator of the Lugan Project. And then we will be having Fictional Heroism continuing forward. We have Capers and Cataclysms getting its own feed. And then we're also continuing this 3 mass planning. And then the hope is to eventually get going our Absurdia campaign going on one feed. And I believe we have a sixth game that we haven't figured out just quite yet. One last thing. This week's episodes of Fictional Heroism and 3 mass planning are probably going to be a day or so late, just because I got sick this last week and I'm still recovering. But the good news is we should be having episodes on time after this week. If you have the feeds listed on the bottom of this thing already loaded into a podcast catcher, you might want to remove them and re-add them just so that they will update with the correct episodes. I've noticed with Podcast Addict, it doesn't always update when episodes are removed, and I haven't figured out quite how to do it other than removing the feed and re-adding it. And with that, we hope you enjoy this new rebranding and how we move things forward. For listening to this still, we like to thank you for continuing with us on this journey, and we hope that these changes, as well as the new campaigns will be things that people are interested in listening to. We've been going through a lot of changes, and like most podcasts, we've made it through the adolescent stage of 4 years. And so, yeah, we just want to thank you for continuing to listen and hope you enjoy what's coming forward and the changes that should be making improvements in how we handle podcasting. You might have noticed my audio sounds a little bit better now. I've switched mics and I figured out a much better FX set that will hopefully make listening to episodes a lot better going forward. Thank you for listening and enjoy the show when you see the next update on this feed.